May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me read a couple more verses from what Bracken read. He read what I asked him to, so I'm going to add a couple. Verse 12, and so when he washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you ought to also wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you. And it's so true that for Peter, obviously I love teaching from this scripture, but when he told Peter, he says, what I do now you don't understand, but later you will understand. Man, did Peter understand later his need for mercy and forgiveness. I like the way that scripture starts because he said that he loved the ones that God had given him out of the world, even to the end. It wasn't like these were pristine people. They weren't sterile. They had come out of the world. And they were folks just like you and I. And when Jesus got up and washed their feet, it wasn't like he was surprised that their feet needed to be washed. They were already in the room with dirty feet before this story ever starts. He presupposed in choosing them that they were going to have dirty feet. And then he got up and washed them and then told them, what I do to you, do to one another. Later he says, you'll be blessed if you do this. This is a real simple word. The Lord gave me this years ago. Jesus simply could have stood up and pointed out their dirty feet, but he didn't. The whole chapter there is about loving them, loving us to the end. One translation is to the uttermost. Well, loving us completely, but also never stop loving us to the end. It's both those things. It's true. And the greatest expression of love is mercy and forgiveness. That's what the whole story is about. And that one of the great expressions of his love for us is forgiveness and mercy. And he loves to love us. And so it's not like he's reluctant to forgive you again. He loves to love you. He loves to show you mercy. He loves to forgive you. But it's the greatest love we show each other is when we love each other. And so again, they already had dirty feet. That wasn't a shocker to Jesus. They wore sandals. They got dirty feet every day. And when he got up, he didn't get up and point out their dirty feet and talk about how bad their dirty feet was. And not that he didn't have dirty feet. If he wasn't aware of their dirty feet, he wouldn't have washed them. So it's not that you ignore that. It's just that his attitude was love. And so years ago, the Lord said to me, he said, Chuck, you can either be a dirt inspector or a foot washer. Which one you want to be? It's not that there's not dirt with each other. But it's so easy to become a dirt inspector, to just always see the stuff that's wrong with folks, to always be critical. I'll watch it happen among each other. I'll watch it happen to poor pastors all the time. It's amazing how critical people in a pew can be of their pastors. One time years ago, Levy and I were having a disagreement, which is shocking to imagine us ever having a disagreement. And she was informing me clearly how wrong I was in the situation. And then it was one of those opportunities, now that the door's open, let's talk about some how to listen. And eventually I finally said, well, this is a decision I had to make. And I finally said, look, if you were so smart, God would have made you the husband. But he didn't, and he knew what he was doing. Doesn't mean that you're not smart. It just means that somebody in the end's got to be responsible and make the final decision when we don't agree, and it happens to be me. So I'd like for you to support me instead of me being critical, because I'm scared enough as it is that I'm missing it without you reminding me. I want to tell that to people in the pew. If you're so doggone smart, why didn't God make you the pastor? It's one thing to see the speck in a brother or sister's eye and want to participate in the delicate surgery of removing the speck from their eye. But it's another thing to have a critical, judgmental spirit, to be a dirt inspector. Because if you're a dirt inspector, it says in Matthew 7, it's like trying to take the speck out of somebody's eye when you have a log in your eye. All you can do is slaughter the person that you're, quote, speaking the truth into. Because you can't do delicate surgery if you have a log in your eye. Jesus was about cleansing their feet. They were dirty. It wasn't a shocker to them. These were the people God had given him out of the world. They came out of the real world. But what Jesus was committed to was washing their feet. He didn't even say, if you get dirty feet, you have no part with me. What he said was, if you don't let me wash your feet, you have no part with me. If you can't receive forgiveness and mercy and be honest about your dirty feet, you can't have any part with me. He didn't say, again, if you get dirty feet, then I have nothing to do with you. You can be a dirt inspector or a foot washer. Jesus was about forgiving them and cleansing them, not pointing out how dirty their feet were. What if he had done that to Peter? What if when Peter denied Christ that third time, and he looked up and he saw Jesus, and he began to weep? What if the look he got from Jesus was, what a sorry, worthless disappointment you've turned out to be. But you know, and I know that's not what he saw at all. Jesus wasn't a shocker to Jesus. He had told him. And then he told him, and when you turn again, strengthen your brothers. I'm praying your faith doesn't fail. Once you fail, my prayer is that your faith won't fail and you'll be able to know forgiveness and get up and strengthen your brothers because they all fail too. So I know that when he came and he saw the look in Jesus' eyes, what he saw was Jesus believed in him. Jesus hoped in him. Jesus was compassionate with him. There was no shock in Jesus' eyes. He had already told him. And I think it was on that basis that Peter went out and wept and could go forward and did strengthen his brothers like no other. Dirt inspectors don't help anybody grow. Foot washers do. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.